Hey, Mr. Allen, happy birthday, man.
You don't find salvation by a prayer, a 30-second prayer. Christ said, repent and follow me and seek the kingdom of God. Easy believe prayers, easy believism. American churchianity is not salvation. You just heard a sinful, heretical, man-made prayer. No one in the Bible prayed for salvation. No one in the Bible said, oh, I want to be a friend of God by a 30-second prayer. The Bible says, turn and repent, change your ways, change your direction, forsake your sin.
Hey, what kind of prayer does it take? Like, what's the amount of time?
It doesn't take a prayer. It takes a contrite, surrendered heart to the blood and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
So like,
and then it takes repentance. The Bible says repent. Change your mind, change your ways. That means you turn from every false way. That's the world, that's churchianity. And then, Acts 5 says, when God sees a willing vessel, he will send the Holy Spirit to those who obey him. He never once mentioned obedience. All he said was, I want to be a friend of God. I receive what you did, Jesus. Jesus said to men, drop your nets, come follow me, lose your entire life, Matthew 10, seek the kingdom of God, endure in the faith, strive, Luke 13, which means fight on the narrow path. This false teacher, Mr. Green, who's also a liar, his security guards went to throw me out today. They can't. I'm perfectly legal. He lied and said they didn't. I have it all on video and audio, and I'm putting it up on a testing. So if you look on my website, there's a testing of this place, along with that wicked band Skillet that's coming up. Satanic band Skillet coming up. They played at Hellfest, which is a gathering for Satan bands. They played there. John Cooper, the leader. So easy believism. You can know you have eternal life, but you have the hope of it. You must walk in it every day. Like a marriage, it's a covenant. You walk in it every single day. You don't just say a prayer and gain eternal life. You believe and you follow Jesus Christ to eternal life every day, every week, every month,
so you're not
every year.
Work-based salvation.
We work our way for the one that made our way. But works are part of our salvation because it's the fruit that you know God. James 2 says, show me your works, I'll show you my faith, show you my faith, I'll show you my works. Jesus in Matthew 25 says, he's going to separate the righteous from the goats, the sheep from the goats. Go read Matthew 25. They did works of righteousness as fruit thereof him. The goats did worldly ways, false ways, because they're of the world and the false church system. So faith and works always go together. There's not one Bible verse that says you're saved by faith alone, grace alone. Not one. Not one. James 2 says you're not saved by faith alone because works always back up your faith. Are you married?
I'm not.
Are you married?
Yep.
If this man's married and he says, I love my wife and I'm faithful, and we catch him in the bushes with another woman, he's a liar, he's a hypocrite. Don't believe his word. I'm not saying you do that, sir. I'm just using an example. If we love God and say, I believe in God, I have salvation, I'm following Jesus, and we live in sin and worldliness, we're like the man cheating on his wife. So this is worldliness. Churchianity is worldliness. They also keep many pagan false ways. Christmas, Easter, Good Friday are false ways. Jesus said, I'll be in the grave 3 days and three nights. Evangelicals, non-denominationals, and Catholics, I'm against them all. We don't belong to any man-made group. They all keep Good Friday evening to Sunday morning. Can you get me 3 days and nights from Friday night to Sunday morning? 3 days, three nights.
Are you from Empire Baptist?
Nope. We don't belong to any man-made organization. We follow Christ.
Sorry? Are you from the area?
I know. No. Nope. We travel the country. I'm a full-time street preacher. Retired early, sold everything I own to fund myself. I'm not like the millionaires on stage selling the things of God. John Cooper from Skillet that plays at Wicked Hellfest is a multimillionaire. The internet says he's worth $12 million. Do you think he invented a company to make that money? No. He dances around on stage like a hooligan. Look it up what a hooligan is. Like a hooligan. And he is deceiving people with his demonic music. False gospel, false Jesus. So no, I don't belong to any organization. We know saints all over the world that we fellowship with. We're followers of Christ. There's one true body of Christ. Would you like a gospel card, sir? There's
how is
one.
That not man-made, then?
What's
I don't
that?
I understand that.
How is what
because
not
I get
man-made?
How you
name
say
a denomination.
I
Baptist,
see how
1600s.
Baptist, you know.
Invented,
I get that,
1600.
But how can you trace your lineage as opposed to, like,
because I
Baptist?
Teach only the doctrines of Jesus and the apostles and the prophets.
From which Bible?
I use a King James, but I test it to the Greek and Hebrew because it's got errors.
Sure.
But I test it to the Greek and Hebrew.
So you're okay with some people, you're okay with people reading other versions of the Bible?
It depends what you're talking about, sir. The Message Bible, you should roast hot dogs over it.
ESV.
ESV, it's better than the other ones. NIV, roast hot dogs over it.
Yeah,
so I'm not a King James only guy. I go to the Greek and the Hebrew. A good example, 1 Timothy 2, Paul says that women should adorn themselves in modest apparel. That word modest apparel means nothing today. Look around you. Harlotry everywhere. That word in the Greek means neat, orderly dresses. And in Genesis 3, we don't teach Torah law.
Dresses.
Apparel is a long flowing catastole.
Okay.
A long flowing catastole. Women are to cover their bodies, so are men. Women are also to cover their heads. If you see my wife down there, she's got her head covered.
That's
because the Bible teaches that in 1 Corinthians 11.
Okay.
All right, so God in Genesis 3, actually, it's awesome, killed an animal.
Yep.
The first shedding of blood, an archetype of Jesus.
Yep.
And go look at the word, coats of skins. The word coats is kutanith in the Hebrew. It means a tunic. And the reason, why do you think God, Adam and Eve were walking around with their body parts hanging out, showing. Now they go into sin. Why do you think God had them, then they used apron leaves, which is nothing, very little covered, it's like a bikini. Why do you think God had them completely cover their bodies? What's the purpose of that? Any idea?
Cover sin. I'm not sure for those two what the purpose would be.
Here's the purpose. The Bible tells us, man now knows sin, and when you know sin, and a girl walks by in a miniskirt and skin-tight jeans, you better look away because you might have some bad thoughts. It's your fallen nature of man. So that's what I'm talking about. God said, cover yourselves. It was always that way in the Old Testament. It's all through the New Testament.
So what do you do?
Jesus,
with? How
Paul,
do you combat, then, the sin nature?
Through the Holy Spirit, when you're born again.
I know, but I'm asking you personally.
Galatians 5, how you combat the sin nature. Paul says you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh by walking in the Spirit. So here's how I biblically beat my flesh nature down. I still have a flesh nature.
Sure.
I'm not saying I'm sinless.
Sure.
But
and
here's
that's
the
what
big,
I'm asking.
Okay, here's a big difference. I don't practice sin.
100%.
Meaning any sin I know, I don't just keep doing it going, I'm just a sinner.
There's a difference between being sin-affected and sinful.
Right, being sinful. So, like pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter, all these people that go, yeah, they're pagan holidays, they're not of God, they keep doing them. That's willful
I
sin.
I question those.
That's willful
those
sin.
As well, but
that's
I
willful
guess
sin.
Maybe the difference between you and I is that it's not a hill I want to die on.
Well, but there's one sin
bigger,
will keep you out of the kingdom of God. And in Mark 7.
One sin not covered by Jesus' grace.
Yeah, if you keep doing it, it's not covered. Hebrews 10:26, willful sin. You're practicing Christmas and Easter. You know they're wrong. There's no sacrifice for that sin. Just like your adultery with a woman, if you don't repent and stop it, there's no sacrifice for that sin. The same thing. But let's go back. Galatians 5. You can kill your flesh.
Hold on. I find that
you asked
verse,
a question. I'm trying to answer.
I have to rewind you.
I find that verse, though, to be speaking.
What verse?
More so in Hebrews that you're referencing there.
Hebrews 10:26-27.
Right. I find that to just him unpacking the Judaizers and their problem and saying, let's revert back to this and we'll
no.
mix it in with Jesus.
Read it for
Jesus
what it says. Here. If we practice willful sin, there is no sacrifice for sin, but a fiery judgment coming and an indignation that will destroy God's adversaries. Read it, sir. It's exactly what it says. Yeah, that's the guy that tried to throw me out. I got him on audio.
Look,
I'm just saying.
He tried to throw me out, and the founder here said he didn't. What a liar.
I'm finding the common places that you and I have as believers.
There is no common place if you practice sin. I can't be your brother.
And vice versa.
But if you repent,
we'll find that you practice sin.
Really? That's a lie. Practice sin. Show me one thing I practice. I see that you're here. You're here connected to the worldly churchianity.
We're here.
You've got Harley Davidson on your temple, which is a worldly garbage company.
The church.
Right?
That's what we're representing.
This is not the church of Jesus Christ. This is not the church of Jesus Christ. This is a goat farm. And that's what my website does. It shows you for free. I don't charge money. It shows you why, unlike these millionaire men, it shows you why that you cannot find eternal life unless you're in spirit and truth. Mark 7, Jesus said, you worship me in vain for practicing man-made traditions. Your Sunday church, and we're not Sabbatarians, is a man-made tradition. You're building centered with one guy. with one guy in a pulpit, that's not a that's a man-made tradition. Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, man-made tradition. This carnal music, man-made tradition. This is all in vain. You're worshiping God in vain.
I don't believe that.
Well, the Bible says it. You don't have to believe it. The Bible says it.
Sure. But that's where I would say we part company.
Whatever. You're going to lose your soul. I love you enough to tell you. You repent or you're going to perish.
That, but I don't believe that based upon what the Spirit has testified with my heart.
You're going to perish because the Bible says without holiness, no one will see God. I see no holy people here.
I know they also say the Scripture. They take Scripture and they twist it to their own.
I see no holy people here. Holiness comes from a transformed heart.
You haven't seen a holy person that long.
Not here. Nope. Except my godly wife. Except because actually our hearts have been transformed and we obey God on the outside because of our inside. I don't see any of you obeying God on the outside. I was just preaching to a seeker man that's not even a Christian. And he looked at me and he said, did you see that group of 12 young girls come walking by? I said, unfortunately I did. He said, they're with a church group. I said, yeah. He goes, that's wickedness. He goes, how can the pastors and the dads and moms let them do that?
We have a moment. We notice that.
But you're part of it because you guys don't dress biblical either. You're part of it. You're not obeying God. You're not wearing a tunic like garment. You don't teach your women to cover their heads.
How many materials are you wearing here? Is it one material?
God doesn't know. That doesn't matter. That's Torah law.
That does matter.
Torah law. That's Torah law. Genesis 3 is before Torah law. We don't keep Torah law. Mixed fibers were for Israel. We just cover ourselves. We don't have to shed blood no more because God did it one time and then another time in ultimate in Christ. So,
pre-Torah law,
no Torah law, New Testament law, but it doesn't matter what you agree with. You're not rooted in Scripture because I can see you're not obeying it. You're here. You're defending churchianity.
I'm not defending churchianity. I'm just defending what my own heart are connected to.
My gospel card on my website tells you everything I believe for free, and you can email me or refute any of it. Not one man will refute it in Scripture.
I'm looking to refute it.
Why not? If it's wrong, you need to repent and turn.
What was Paul's thorn in the flesh?
No one knows.
Okay.
It wasn't willful sin. Some people say it was his eyesight because he did say, you see how I write in big letters. We don't know that. It wasn't sin.
Yeah.
It was not sin. Paul said, shall we go on sinning now that grace has come, Romans 6? No!
What is a messenger from Satan?
What is a messenger from
it
Satan?
Was a message from Satan.
A messenger from Satan that kept buffeting him.
Yeah.
It could have been a torment that kept tormenting Paul. Doesn't mean he was in sin, willful. Paul didn't keep willful sin. Paul struggled with his flesh like all of us men do. But he didn't live in willful sin. The church system lives in willful sin.
Yeah, so if you mess up,
I repent and stop what I'm doing.
Yeah, and I agree with that.
But you're not stopping what you're doing. You live in willful sin. Big difference. I'm going to go preach. Big difference. Check out my website and email me. Love you. Seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. Talking to two men trying to defend their worldly carnality and false churchianity ways.